You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 90, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, get out of the driver's seat and get in the trunk. You'll go further when you're not in control and when God is. Now, joining me on today's show is Jakira Cooper. Jakira founded the Cottery Collective, which is the first and the only Christian community created to serve, build up, and inspire people to live their best lives with intention. Now, on today's show, Jakira is going to share Just Start. She learned that she was never going to be 100% ready to do what God called her to do, because if that was the case, she wouldn't need Him. She also is going to talk about find your tribe. We are not created to do life alone. And she's also going to talk about writing the vision. So important. Write down your goals and dreams so that you can see them. These are promises that God will keep, because He is debtor to no one, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Jakira.
Hi. Thank you so much. First, I just want to say thank you for having me. It's just an honor to be here and talking with you. I don't remember how we came in contact, but it's all God.
So yes. Oh, absolutely. It's such an honor and pleasure to speak with you too. And I think today's topic is such a reminder, great reminder, that as entrepreneurs, we often really like to feel in control of the destiny of our business and where we're going. Yet when that happens, when we do that, we're really putting God in the back seat. We know that when we step aside and allow Him to do what He does best, doors open, opportunities come before us that we would never on our own been able to secure. So I'm glad to be diving into that topic. Before we do, share with everyone, if you will, Jakira, just how you started off in your business. Was it a set of opportunities that guided you to creating the community that you now have, or was it like an insight that you thought, you know what, this is something that I feel called to do? How did that show up in your life?
Yes, so about a year ago, usually at the beginning of my year, I do a fast. Yes. So during this time, I really was fasting for something completely different, for school and just clarity. But when you're fasting, it's really going with an agenda. We think, you know, this is what I want. You know, we use sometimes fasting as a way to get what we want.
Yeah.
But God's like, no, I have another plan for you. So He just put it on my heart to say, you know, a lot of Christians, church right now, I don't know, we're in a weird phase. And I think the community that I started was able, it's geared towards giving people the resources that they may not be getting just from a Sunday service.
Mm-hmm.
How to study the Bible, what are the 66 books, what is the Holy Spirit, what is praying in tongues, all the things that I feel like we are losing.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, that we're getting swept up in the entertainment of going to church instead of the actual reason behind it.
Yes.
And especially as I'm going back to school, I'm in seminary now, and that's just a whole, you know, I had this vision of having this community before going to seminary, and now I see it as so much more important, because I have, my mind is being blown at the amount of information that I thought I knew, and it's completely different. So this community is more a God-inspired thing that's really dedicated to helping everyday people, because I'm in LA, I'm from New York, but I'm in LA, and it's very hard to stay on the straight and narrow, especially when you don't know what you want to do, and especially when you're young and you don't, you know, the church necessarily is not there going to hold your hand to figure everything out.
Yes.
So how do you live in this world today, 2018, while still pursuing your God-given gifts by being an entrepreneur or working your 9-to-5? What does that look like?
Yes.
And so what my community does, it gives you tools like Bible plans or how to write a resume. Like, it's going to be a hub where everybody can go and find God inspired information, not just Wikipedia.com.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. And, you know, blessings to the community that you're creating. It's so needed because often, you know, as business owners, entrepreneurs, but also as intrapreneurs, people who are working in the workplace, and both are so significantly important. Often what can happen is when we're not leaning into the word, when we're not studying it, when we're not diving deep and really spending time with him so that he can really guide our footsteps, we can, unfortunately, sometimes, can't we, be swayed by worldly aspects, which, as we know, at the end of the day is empty. The success and significance we often look and seek from an external point of view, it's kind of like, no, we need to refocus. We need to look at him first because our identity is in who he says we are and who he says that he created us to be and the assignments and our callings. And once we recognize that, then there's this freedom, there's this peace, there's this incredible thing that happens, and we can talk about this in a moment too, that enables us to then go and be and do what it is that he has called us to be and do. And there's not this kind of empty drive and striving. That's what I found, and from the guests that I have had, that certainly has to come to the fore as well as being very important. Let's talk about just starting. How many of us think that we need to have this, a whole gamut, a whole list before we actually take action? But you say just start. Let's talk more about this.
Yes. So I was in a position not to, you know, God gives us a vision and we kind of have to be loose-handed with that vision. We kind of have to see the vision, but we can't hold tight to it and then run with it the way that we think it should go. Mm-hmm. And so when I say just start, I mean, when God shows you a vision, he may not say, hey, you're going to be speaking in front of millions of people, or you're going to have these many books that are on your New York Times bestseller. He's telling you these things to think big, but that might be overwhelming to someone who God has really just unloaded his full vision on them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's discouraging to think, wow, God wants me to be at plan Z and I don't have the resources to get there.
Yes.
But you know, God can't do what he does unless we do what we do. Mm-hmm. And someone told me that, you know, God is not going to do what humans can do.
Yes.
You know, he's not going to do writing the business plan. He's not going to do emailing people and connecting and networking. He's not going to do those things because that's what we can do.
Yes.
But he's going to step in at the point of grace where it's kind of like, I'm going to do what you cannot do. I'm going to open that door. I'm going to touch that person's heart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to touch the investor's heart to do what only I can do. You couldn't have done it on your own. And that's where we glorify him.
Yeah.
So, you know, the grace, we don't get the starting grace. We get the grace that sustains us. Mm-hmm. So we have to take the first step. And that grace and that those open doors, those miraculous things that happen cannot happen unless we take the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I mean by just start is you don't have to have all the money in the world. You don't have to have, you know, influential people in your, you don't have to have all the connections that you have, but you can't, you know, you can't just stay stagnant and collecting all these things. Cause the Bible does say that if you wait for the perfect time, the time won't come, you know, the perfect time won't come. We'll be here forever waiting for the perfect time. There's never a perfect time, but to just start means use what you have. And like I saw in your biography, you know, you have to use what you have now, what your mentor said, do what can you do right now?
Yes.
And do that. Be good at that. And then those doors start to open.
Yes, I love that. It's such a great reminder, you know, and something that I would often struggle with. And I love the way that you said, you know, God does not do networking. God does not do sales. It would be great if he did do sales. I would hire him tomorrow or today, yesterday.
Exactly.
But he's given us those skills. And I think sometimes where I have struggled, and I love your insights on this, because I'm sure if I have, other people have as well, it's to find and to really recognize where we are called to be and do, like the actions that we take, and then where we need to allow God to put his genius and his expertise. And sometimes it was really difficult because you would be praying for something, but then what you've just said, that is actually a step that I can take. I just needed the courage and to get, you know, the enemy away from doubt and fear and rejection and all that, all of those lies out of the way so that I could step more fully into that. Let's talk about that. What have you done in your life and in your career to ensure that you are focused on what you know that you can do right now, and then allow God to do what he can do and bring to the relationship and the collaboration? Because that's what we're really doing, aren't we? We're collaborating with him and with heaven.
Yeah. I think that would bring us to our second point, is just finding a tribe. I think finding your community, and a community sounds like it's a huge thing, but it could be two or three people.
Yes.
Find someone that maybe one person that you can have as an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. You say, okay, I want to launch my podcast on January 1.
Yes.
That person is there. You know, if we're in it by ourselves, it's easy to back out. It's easy to be overcome by the lies of the enemy that discourages us. Like, oh, not many people are going to tune in. And even if they do, you're going to mess up or whatever it is. Yeah. So you have to have that one person that holds you accountable. One. Mm. But a tribe also helps you to encourage you. Like, I have my people who, no matter what I post, they're on it. They're encouraging me because it matters. Mm. Yeah, you know, numbers and likes don't matter, but the encouragement to keep going, it does matter, especially, you know, when you have the vision, you can come out the gate excited and you don't really need anybody behind you because you're just high off of, oh my gosh, the possibility.
Yeah.
But when you get into the business plan or, like you said, sales or the mundane things that, you know, creatives necessarily don't want to be wrapped up in, you need somebody to be like, keep going. This matters to me. This is changing my life. You know, you are impacting me and my daughter or whomever. So a tribe opens you up to the possibilities and reminds you of that. So what I have done to make sure that I'm continuing on and doing things that God wants me to do, one, I just make sure that I'm articulating what I know God told me to do based on the Bible. And then I communicate that to my community. Hey, this is what do you think? You know, how do you think, you know, because God gives us the community to sharpen us.
Yes.
You know, iron sharpens iron. Hey, maybe you shouldn't launch right now because X, Y, Z. You know, there is some practicality that goes into it. It cannot just be, oh, I feel God is just telling me this, and this. You have to make it practical.
Yeah.
So I've just been surrounding myself with practical thinking people, people who are not afraid to say, hey, I don't think that's a good idea. People that pray, because I don't necessarily want to entertain thoughts that are not based on biblical standards. Or, you know, in those help combat the fear, you know, hey girl, I'm going to be tuning in. If I'm the only person on your podcast, or if I'm the only person viewing your live video, you have that support. So I think it's really important for me to have the support, especially when you are starting from nothing. You don't have the marketing team, you don't have a PR firm behind you, and you don't have the money to do campaigns. You need your people. You need your people.
Yes.
You know, you need the sharing and the liking and all that good stuff.
Yeah. It's such a such an important insight to share and a reminder for all of us. And if I think back to the very first time I started my very first podcast, which is co-hosted, that was back in 2008. And I am so glad we didn't have a multitude of people listening. It was only listening in those days because, you know, it takes time to really evolve and develop your skills. And I think sometimes what we do is we look at the likes, we look at the engagement as a validation to what we are doing. Yet I think what you said was so important. When we know that our validation sits only in Him and through what He says, He can continue to build up. And, you know, and let's talk about this, the timing aspect. I mean, our timing versus God's timing, there can be a lot of patience growing in between that on our part, because it's often in His time. Talk about that, particularly around the liking and the engagement that may not come necessarily right at the beginning, because God's developing us and we need to be very clear on where we are going is His will. So what do you do? What insight would you share to someone who is really working towards God's will and the vision that she or he has had for her life or her business, yet the validation externally is not yet happening? What would you say to him or her?
I would say, one, God is asking me, you, and everybody else that's waiting, can I trust you with a little? How will you shepherd the flock that you have, the three sheep that I've given you? If they cannot be fed properly because you're too far thinking, too far reaching, I can't trust you to service and be of good resource to millions of people. What are you doing with the little that I've given you, with the two likes? Well, he's asking, what will you do if there's only one person likes? Will you quit tomorrow or will you continue on? I think that's what I push myself every day. It's not about the likes, even though society, like, we are driven by validation.
Yes.
And validation in nowadays are likes and shares and comments. And we are, you know, at the mercy of social media at this point to drive our businesses, drive our brands. But God is, he's a God that transcends times. He transcends Facebook. He transcends Instagram. So we don't have to be at the mercy of these social media platforms to reach people. You don't know word of mouth. You don't know what he's doing behind the scenes. So what is it that you're doing with the three people or the small audience that we have right now?
Yes.
Are you giving quality work to them? Are you just going to say, well, there's not that many people, so I guess I'll start off late. Maybe the content won't be as good. I won't spend too much time. I really won't ask any questions. I won't be engaging because what's the point? No, you have to be good. And like you said, we should be grateful for the little people that watch us in the beginning, because we probably messed up so much that they're more forgiving. You know, it's like a training. How can you improve?
Yes.
And how much are you, how far are you willing to go with the little that I do give you right now? Yeah. And can I trust you with that?
Yeah, incredibly powerful. And it reminds me also too that, you know, as we are continuing to share our message and build that tribe, we're also being, from a character point of view, he's also creating us and building our character. Because as we start, and this can sometimes be a fear too for people, that if I do really stand out and my message starts to get out there, what happens when I do get criticism or that negativity? And let's talk about a little bit about this, because I keep hitting my microphone, apologies, but I love this topic so much, and I do tend to talk with my hands too. But I think when we are called to share a particular message, he gives us the strength. And if we turn to him and go, you know what, I really feel that, because my tribe is benefiting from this, everyone else, do not worry about what they say. And that's when we just need to knuckle down even further and lean into him to give the strength and courage and commitment to continue with the message that we've really been given. Talk a little bit more about that, because many people are scared of the criticism that they will start to get possibly once the message really gets out there on a larger scale.
Yeah, I think that takes a lot of just preparation, because if God can bring you to it, he will bring you through it.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I just wrote a Bible plan about the waiting game. Like, what do we do in the waiting? And some of us like to rush, you know, we want to rush through the journey and get to the destination, but the journey is the most important part of the destination. Mm-hmm. And so when you're waiting, you want to pray for, and you want to prepare for what you're praying for. Mm. Prepare for what you're praying for. And the preparation is so much more of a character build and so much more beneficial to us than the actual gift that God's going to give us in the end.
Yeah.
So when we're worried about the criticism that will come, that just takes a leaning into the Spirit and asking him to build us up through the Word. And so I think it's so important that the waiting is, I was reading a book called Beloved Dust, and they said that time is the space of grace. Mm. Time is a space of grace where we receive the grace and the people that are gracious to us. Like, keep going, we get the encouragement, we get the consolation. And so in that time, that's when we really need to be building up our spirit, man, so that when we do get criticism, we can refute it. We can, we've already built our tribe. We have these people that we fall back into, the Spirit and our tribe. And so that when we do face this criticism or adversity, we're well prepared. There shouldn't be, you should not be facing this adversity not having any tools in your arsenal to fight back at that. You know, whether it's not a response at all, or you are saying it in a politically correct way, whatever the adversity that you know you're going to face, you should be preparing for that. You should not be, this is going to be, you know, the Bible says we're not fighting just flesh and blood, but we're fighting principalities. So when you do get to that point, when you know that you're going to be faced with troubles or trials, you should already be prepared for that. So that's preparation spiritually for the adversity, but also practically with your business plan and all that stuff. So that those two should be simultaneously happening. Yes. Your preparation spiritually and in you know, your, I guess it would, your flesh.
Yeah, yeah. So important. You know, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned along the last kind of two decades, if you will, is around when you do lean in, he really shows you where your gifts, your skills, your talents, what that message is. You know, and sometimes what happens when we do have criticism or people question us, when we're not so secure in who we are and the message that we've been put on this earth to share, that can sometimes sway us. But I think when we really do lean in and we have that inner confidence through and with him that, no, this is really where I need to be, then it doesn't matter, you know, what people say. And you can, with respect, even if you would agree to disagree with someone else, still know that, no, this message is here to impact and influence this tribe or these people who are struggling. And the others, that's okay. I'm not here to serve and support. Before we move into the next point about writing down our vision, because I think that's so important, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned just recently, and just reminded of, I should say, is we never know who is reading, watching, and listening to our content. And it's often a lot more people than we get, than we ever, because they are watching. And I will have people sometimes message me that will say, you know, I've been following and reading or listening to your podcast for years. I have not really reached out, but I've loved the content. But this one just really prompted me, you know, it brought me to tears or something like that. So please, if you're sitting here watching or listening, that you're a bit disillusioned and discouraged because people aren't liking or sharing, they're listening, they're watching, they're reading. Continue to share that message if you feel called to do that, because people are really consuming that and doing that and getting great insights. Let's talk about writing down vision. Many people don't. Many people don't, surprisingly.
Nope. And so when you, God can give you a vision or revelation through His Word, through prayer, and through the church or your community. And so if we aren't praying, or if we aren't in the Word, or we are not in a church community or fellowshipping, how can we seek the vision? I think that's the first point, to receive the vision. You have to be in a position to get that vision. And when you get the vision, sometimes it's so grand that it may scare you, it may frustrate you because you don't have the means to do it, or it excites you. And either way, whether you're feeling either one of those, you have to write it down, because we, our human minds, can contort, corrupt, catastrophize, or make it more grand than what it really is. And so I think writing down the vision, Habakkuk 2:2, write down the vision, make it plain, so he that reads it may run with it. And so whether we're in a valley or we're on top of a mountain, we are still grounded by that vision. And so when you're in that valley and God has told you something maybe 5 years ago, and you feel like you just got way off track, and now you're finding your way back to God, and He's speaking, and He's still harping on that one vision that He gave you 5 years ago, it's important to know that, one, you can still do it. It doesn't matter how far off you go, you come back, He still can use you, no matter how broken. He's the potter, we are the clay. And so He can recreate and mold us into what He wants. And two, go back to that vision that you wrote down so that you can run with it and use it and be whatever it's called you to be. And so when you write down the vision, one, it energizes you. It brings you back to your why. Because the reason why He gave us the vision is whatever childhood or our past, there's something that He does in us throughout our whole lives, that if we look at our lives, we're like, okay, this is an overarching theme in my life. This is why I'm here. So the vision tells us our why. It gets us through the dark times, and it keeps us humble in the high times. And then I think that when you write down the vision, you are able to, when you have a team of people, the vision is the only thing that drives people. You cannot lead properly if you don't have a vision that inspires and motivates people to a certain goal. That's what an influential leader is. They inspire people. And so to be an influential person, you have to have a vision, because people can't follow if there's no direction. So the vision gives direction, and you are then, knowing that you're going to be having this big dream, you're going to have a team of people who need to direct them, and you can say, oh, what was that vision? Here's what drives us to me. This is our goal. This is why. So it's very important to write down that why, because it reminds you, it keeps you humble, it keeps you grounded, but it also helps you articulate to other people who may not have had the same vision, but art can undergird you and can support you in that.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, when we're thinking about writing down our vision, sometimes, again, I think people think, they struggle with that. And that's really where we do need to lean in and pray. And as you said, surround yourself with a tribe who can perhaps help you go through that process, or definitely get a mentor, someone that can support you in doing that. Because if I look back over my business and my life, it was the times that I did have a very clear vision, and I have a very clear vision now. And it's only because a couple of years ago, I was part of a mentoring group who we spent a whole 3 months working on vision and mission and values, all very important and very much really provided the foundation, if you will, to have that vision. Not only be clear, but also then take a step back and go, okay, so what sort of actions, what decisions do I need to say yes to, and other opportunities? Because I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, and maybe even as entrepreneurs, there are so many opportunities that come past our desk. Not everyone is right for us. Let's talk about this.
Yes.
Have you found that when you've got so clear on your vision, you are able to really discern the right opportunities and the other ones that you say, you know what, this is great, but not yet. Let's talk a bit about this because I think vision can really help us in this area too.
Yeah, I think that's a really good topic because there's a lot of things that, like you said, they come across. And in the beginning, when one, you're kind of desperate because you want to get things done. So if anybody shoots an opportunity, you're kind of like, my first answer
done.
Is yes.
Yes.
And like you said, if you don't have your vision, you're going to say yes to anything. Mm. And I've been in positions where I have gotten emails and I would go look at their social media, I would look at their mission and I would ask, like, okay, so what do you do? What are you about? And I kind of feel them out. And at first you want to say yes, because you don't, most entrepreneurs in the beginning, either, not even in the beginning, it doesn't matter. You just want to say yes, because this is exposure. Yes. I can talk to people. This builds my brand. It builds my credibility. And then, you know, you can make more connections, whatever that leads to. But when I got an opportunity and I talked to, and I would look over there and I just kind of was, my initial thought was, yes, let's just do it. Mm. But then I just sat with it. I'm like, this isn't my brand. Like, this is off brand. And it is better for you to just stick to your brand than to just say yes to anything, because that diminishes your credibility and your audience is following you for a reason.
Yes.
God, your gift makes space for you. Your brand makes space for you. And so your people are following you for one reason, for being you. Mm-hmm. So when you are doing something that's not on brand, you're going to lose people because they're kind of confused. You're going to bring confusion, and God is not a God of confusion. So the vision helps you discern, yes, I should do this because it's on brand. Mm-hmm. I support women, so I'm going to do anything that, you know, motivates women. Maybe I don't talk to teens. So if I'm too busy, you know, I won't necessarily take that on, even though I love talking to women.
Yeah.
And one of my pastors said, you know, if you're saying yes to one thing, you're saying no to another thing.
Yeah.
So you know, if you want to take a speaking engagement, because your first speaking engagement in another state or country, you're saying yes to that. But like the sleep that you're losing, the preparation that you have to do, you're saying no to many other things that probably should feed your audience that God is giving you. That brings us back to our point of, are you taking care of the little tribe that you've built, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a responsibility that you now have to take care of the three people instead of, you know, this is a grand event that I need to do over here, but does that serve your community that is so faithful right here,
yes,
right now?
Yeah. And I think it's such an important reminder that, you know, whatever season you are in your business, and if I look back to some of the decisions that I made, you know, quite some time ago, people would see me doing certain things and like, they would say to me, can you come and speak to our networking group on social media and then other topics? And I was about branding, you know, things like that. And then at the end of that presentation, they go, well, can you help me? Because that's often what happens when we start to speak. And that's such a great, you know, just to, if we finish off with an example that often happens as women and men, we take opportunities to speak in front of audiences. But if it's not clear and aligns with your vision, then you can often be detracted. And I would have a presentation and people say, well, can you help us? No, because I don't actually do that. So that point, whilst they really gained value, there was no direct line into any business for me. And then I found myself learned the hard way many years ago that, you know, have a clear vision. Where is it that you really want to build your brand and your influence, and then create speaking opportunities around that? And sometimes, yes, we need to say no to opportunities. But then when we get really clear and we build our business up, then we can, and everything's clicking along nicely, then, of course, we can look at other opportunities. Look, we've had such a great conversation today, Jakira. Yeah. Share a little bit more about the collective and also about the services and how people can get in contact with you should they be hearing or listening today and want to know more about you and how to connect with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Yes. So the collective launched at the end of last year. I had prepared for this for all of last year. And the main service that we are providing right now is just coaching with me, soul coaching. Mm-hmm. So what I do is spiritual formation. So all of the resources right now are free. And then upcoming January 1, there will be memberships of, you know, certain levels of memberships that you can join as a club. So it can be club 1, club 2, club 3. That's in the future.
Fantastic.
Right now, I'm just offering soul coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the spirit develop when you experience that God is near?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is your soul going through? When you experience that God is far, that's a deeper work that he's doing when he does feel close. Mm-hmm. How does the heart and mind speak to each other? So really coaching and developing the spirit. And this helps entrepreneurs find their why, mm-hmm. because I think you have to know yourself and know your spiritual development. So the goal of the collective when you're coaching one-on-one is to understand your heart and mind. How do they work? What are the fears of your heart? When you feel something, that directly motivates your mind and your thinking and your actions. So if you're insecure about something in your heart, if you have a fear of saying no, if you have a fear of rejection, then you probably won't necessarily launch something because you don't want to be rejected, right? Mm. So your feelings motivate your thoughts and your thoughts motivate your action or inaction. So I'm here to help coach those people who cannot break past those barriers so that they can, once we are done coaching, then I help with the branding and helping with the business and just getting started. Mm-hmm. Because I think launching, okay, now I know who I am, this is my why, but how the heck do I work social media? How do I run a Facebook campaign? Or what is branding and what font do I use on my website? Mm-hmm. All of those things, I'm not necessarily a website developer, but I can help you find the resources to do email campaigns. Mm-hmm. I've had to do it all from scratch and I've had to, It can be so overwhelming,
can't it? It's just good to have someone who's been there and done that to go, what do you think of this? And just be guided.
Yeah. And so, you know, helping just kind of shape that vision and get you going. Like, how do you start? And what are the spiritual blocks that you're coming up with? So that's kind of, it's just one-on-one coaching. Everything else on the website is free because, you know, you have to give, then you ask. So my ask will be in January 1. So right now we're doing that. So you can connect with me at CoterieCollective.co. And just search the website. If you would like to follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Facebook is just Jakera, J-A-K-E-R-A, Cooper, and Instagram is the Jakera Cooper.
Yeah.
No hyphens or periods or anything. So you can find me on social media and then visit the website as well.
Fantastic. And of course, so we'll put all of the links that you can connect with Jakera on our website as well on the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE1990. Jakera, before we go, I'm finishing each and every show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you as well?
Yes.
Before
thank
we finish
you so
up.
Much.
Fantastic. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Jakera and really hear her share her vision of where she really wants to help women and men, but women really get clear on their vision, help them map out the steps that they need to take to really impact the world with their message. Father God, we just ask for your continued blessing and favor on the work that she's doing, also with her clients as well. Lord, it can be so tough out there in business, but also even in corporate as well. There are so many messages, Lord, which are not from you, that can distract us, that can discourage us. Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that any distraction, that any stronghold that is not from you, in Jesus' name, be broken and be bound so that all of us who are part of your kingdom, whether we are an entrepreneur or whether we are an intrapreneur, can lean into your word, can be fed daily by your spirit so that we can continue to move forward and really work and contribute to the kingdom's growth. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a blessing.
Thank you.
Just continued, you know, blessing in the work that you're doing. As you said, there are so many mixed messages out there. And it's just been an honor to be able to provide this platform to help you speak life and truth and hope into the lives of the people who will be hearing this and watching this in the future. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It was an honor, and I am so blessed to have met you via Zoom. Thank you so much, and just blessed.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs
Fantastic.
Podcast,
thank
brought
you.
Brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.